Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot Reiki. I'm going to start off today's episode by asking Tarot, what does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? I'm going to cut the deck and see what the cards have to say. Page of Swords reversed, Strength reversed, King of Cups reversed, Nine of Swords upright, and on the back, Justice upright. So it kind of feels like there is a situation, an underlying current of situation where you feel like maybe you've had to implement something. This could be rules, boundaries, a sense of communicating with somebody else. It could be another party or a group, or even with yourself. I kind of sense like with the Justice card being the only card that I'm seeing upright besides the Nine of Swords, it kind of seems like you've done something that you think is the right thing for you to do. Something that helps you stay balanced, something that you think is fair, right? Something that you think is just. And I do sense that with doing this, there have been a lot of headaches about it, a lot of anxiety with the Nine of Swords, a lot of overthinking. I just see a lot of like sleepless nights or uncomfortable moments. And it kind of feels that you've done something, you've put something into action that you felt was right for you. With the Strength reversed, I'm seeing that there is a questioning of yourself saying or asking yourself, like, was this the right thing to do? It seems that people are upset with me, you know, it just, but it also required a lot of strength for you to do this, right? A lot of intuition. I feel like you sat a lot with yourself and asked yourself, is this the right thing for me? And with the Page of Swords reverse, I'm seeing that there was a lot of mental activity in deciding this. And with the King of Cups reversed, I'm seeing that you maybe caused some emotional instability with somebody else. It kind of feels like maybe there's just been a situation where the feathers have been ruffled, right? Something's going on that you're doing something that feels right for you and that you know is going to serve you in the long run, but it has caused you some anxiety because I kind of sense that there is a disapproval from others in the way that you're moving forward, right? So let's pull some more cards. The Two of Wands upright, the Four of Cups reversed, Ace of Swords upright, and the Three of Wands upright. What I find interesting is that there is the Two of Wands upright, the Three of Wands upright. To me, this is about movement, going forward, seeing your long-term vision, really taking an assessment of where you are right now, right? Taking inventory of how far you've come, kind of looking back, but really kind of centering on the present moment, right? And also asking yourself, how do I want to share myself with the world? How do I want to move forward in this business or in this creative endeavor or in my reality or in this job or whatever you're going to do in your life, right? The Wands to me is about movement, travel, creativity, business. I kind of sense that you are on this new journey and you have been doing things because that Justice card to me is very prominent, right? It kind of feels like you are standing up for what you believe in. And it's taking you a lot of strength to do this, but I do sense that maybe you are having self-doubt about the effects that this has caused, right? Because with that Strength reversed, you're doubting your own strength. That Page of Swords reversed, I feel like your mind is very fleeting. You're very flighty. You're thinking, oh, did I mess up? Did I do this? I feel like you're in the past, you're in the present, you're in the future, right? You're kind of flying everywhere because there is movement happening. That King of Cups reverse could also be yourself, like you're maybe kind of feeling emotionally unstable. But at the same time, I kind of sense that there's a strong, I feel like it's not indignation, right? It's dignation, right? Like you feel like something is very right. You feel like this is the truth. This is what makes sense. But I do sense that this has caused just an effect around you, right? That maybe you just, it's kind of giving you, I don't know. I just sense a lot of anxiety right now. A lot of anxiety, even though you're standing by what you think is right for you, what is the truth for you. and what you want to do moving forward, right? That Two of Wands, he's looking out, seeing what he has. And I do sense a lot of empowerment with this card because I feel like you are seeking new horizons, right? With that Three of Wands, you're seeking new business endeavors, new creative endeavors, right? New, I kind of sense like a lot of like commerce or merchant activity, right? Exchanging with other parts of the world. And this could be like physical products. This could be digital products. The Ace of Swords upright to me is about new beginnings, right? Like truths. So I feel like you have landed on a truth that you are now applying to your life, right? Something that you're actually living by. And this is having an effect on others, including yourself. And everything is kind of just changing, right? I sense like a deep insecurity as you're standing by this truth, but you also know this is the right thing for you and you're moving forward for what you believe in. Because, yeah, I just sense a lot of change and upheaval, but I do sense that it's because you are now living with the future in mind, right? I feel like a part of you isn't focusing so much on the past, and that's uncomfortable for you. I feel like now you're taking new steps to really be in the present and at the same time seeing what your future reality, what you would like that to be, what you would like that to look like. And as you're doing that, that's affecting how you live in the present, right? And you're standing up for things that maybe you didn't stand up for before. I kind of feel like you're finding your voice in the way you interact with others. With that Four of Cups reversed, I'm seeing that you're no longer standing by what makes you unhappy, right? I kind of feel like you've had so many choices and options, but I feel like you've shopped around and you've kind of landed on what you think is right for you. And it's almost like this sense of apathy that you've maybe had in the past. You're now turning that around by realizing that you want something different. You want to live by a truth that makes sense for you. I kind of feel like you've found your truth in regards to how you want to live your life, how you want to show up for yourself and others and the world, and how you want to exchange ideas or, yeah, just ideas, right? Or products or just yourself in a creative way, how you want to share this with other people. You're at this new beginning of the Ace of Swords. You are now looking towards the future. You're feeling empowered. At the same time, I feel like you're kind of stepping out of this phase where you kind of felt apathy, where you kind of felt unhappy. And I feel like you're kind of seeing yourself in this new reality where you're being somebody else, right? But I do sense that there is a lot of anxiety about it, emotional instability, ideas. I kind of feel like I'm kind of getting this image of you piecing something together, standing by something. But as you do that, everything else around you is also changing. And it's causing you to doubt your own inner strength, your own abilities, your own intuition, your own mind, your own emotions. And I kind of sense that that's that Nine of Swords upright energy, a lot of anxiety about everything because things aren't fulfilled yet, right? I feel like things are in the process of being fulfilled, but because it isn't done already or it isn't solidified, you kind of sense, I feel like a lot of self-question, like, is this right for me? Is this a good idea? Did I mess up? Should I go back? Should I do this? Should I replay? And I just sense that, well, let's pull some more cards, right? Cause just because I do sense a lot of like air energy right now and a lot of instability. But with that Justice card, I kind of feel like you're doing what's right for you. You're doing what's right for what you found, your truth. I feel like you're changing your life up in a way that's affecting you, that I feel like it's kind of surprising you as well, right? I kind of sense that maybe you had an idea of what it would look like as you stand by your truth, right? I kind of feel like sometimes we can romanticize ideas. We can think, well, if I'm doing what's right, everything else should line up and be very smooth because this is what's right. This is the truth. Now that you've done that, you see that the reality is not like that. Things are changing. You feel like you're changing. Those around you are changing. Everything is happening, I feel like, just all at once. And I feel like you expected a smoother ride than what is happening once you start to stand by what you believe in and as you start this new beginning. Yeah, I kind of sense just like overthinking about your decisions and as you're moving forward. But I also do sense a lot of strength in the sense of the Two of Wands coming up and then the Three of Wands. That's like a stepping, right? You're stepping here, left foot, right foot, left foot. I feel like you're moving towards something that you're creating for yourself and you're no longer willing to stay in this apathetic state where, yeah, I kind of sense that there's conflict. There's conflict happening. There's drama happening. I do sense that this is happening because you've made a new decision in your life. but I'm going to pull some more cards. The Nine of Cups upright. The Seven of Swords reversed. The Chariot upright. The Fool upright. Yeah, so I just sense a lot of a new beginning, right? It's like you've made a wish, the Nine of Cups. And I feel like there's a lot of gratitude that's going hand in hand with this wish, right? So you're grateful for what you have. At the same time, you're wishing for something bigger, right? This dream you're working towards, walking to. The Chariot upright is about movement. Maybe you're traveling. Maybe you're getting a new mode of transportation. There's a balancing between your internal self and your external self. And I feel like you're right in the middle of that, right? Because the Chariot is balanced between those two sides and he's moving towards between these two worlds. So a really balanced, centered state. The Fool upright is a new beginning, like a completely fresh new beginning, trusting the universe, having faith, surrendering to the unknown. That little white dog on the imagery of the Fool is trusting your intuition, right? I kind of sense that you're tapping into your intuition and into these high ideals. With the Justice card, I'm kind of seeing it as these high ideals that you're now living your life by. And it's causing these effects right now that are maybe immediately kind of feeling stressful. But if you move outward from that, you see like, oh yeah, things make sense. Of course it's uncomfortable. It's because I'm changing. I'm doing things that are different. But also it makes sense. With that Seven of Swords reverse, I find that interesting. I'm going to see, how does that play into the rest of these cards? I feel like a part of you feels like, yeah, a part of you feels like maybe you're being selfish. Like maybe you're doing something like you're taking away from people. But I sense that this is tied into maybe you calling your energy back, you making new decisions that feel right for you, standing by yourself, right? Giving yourself the questions that you're kind of asking, what do I want for my life? What would I like my day-to-day to look like? And as you're making these decisions and these answers are being revealed to you about yourself, I feel like a part of you is saying or asking yourself, I think that's where the anxiety of the Nine of Swords is coming up from. You're asking yourself, am I being unfair? And I feel like you're showing up for people in a different way where it's still, I feel like now as you're changing, your relationships are also changing because now maybe you're not giving to other people unconditionally all the time, everything. Now that you're asking yourself about yourself and prioritizing your needs and your well-being, I kind of feel like maybe you feel like you're being selfish or maybe others are saying that you feel selfish. I'm seeing that King of Cups reversed. Maybe someone who's dependent on you, an older individual, maybe a male person, it's kind of saying that you're selfish, right? Like you can't do this, or what are you doing, or who do you think you are? With that Seven of Swords, I'm seeing that there's a lot of uncomfortable feelings of the decisions that you're making right now, right? Because I do sense like stress around that card. And I feel like as you're standing by your own side, your relationships with others are changing and they're kind of feeling like, yeah, like who do you think you are? And if you try to explain to them what's going on, this new reality, your truth, what you want, you know, your yearning for a new beginning, which is happening, that Ace of Swords upright, new beginning, the Fool, new beginning, Nine of Cups, dreaming big, visions, wishing for more, while at the same time being grateful for what you have. But I feel like that Four of Cups reverse is kind of the state that you've been at before, where you kind of felt like apathetic, kind of like, well, what's the point? But that's because you didn't allow yourself to dream big. And I feel like now that you're embracing this, you know what? Why not go for my dreams? Why not be the Two of Wands? Why not be the Three of Wands? Why not move forward, right? I feel like you're being fueled, right, by this Ace of Swords air card, fueling this fiery creative energy to create this new life that you want for yourself. And the Fool and the Chariot, I kind of feel like you're walking away from something in your life. Maybe multiple things. Like I feel like you might be moving, or you might be starting a new job or a new career or quitting something. I just feel like there's a lot of drastic changes that are happening that are giving you a bit of anxiety about it. At the same time, you know that this is what you need to do to stay balanced. With a Justice upright, I'm seeing that you know that this is right for you. And that's it. Right? I feel like you know things are going to fall into place, and they are. But there is, I just sense a lot of like growing pains, like uncomfortableness. It's almost like you're trying to explain your situation, your vision, right? Your ideas, your goals, the steps you're taking to other people, but it's not being well received. I feel like this relationship, this journey moment phase of your life right now has to do with yourself. And the strength reverse card is about trust your intuition, trust your inner strength, trust your self-empowerment, your ability to handle anything that comes at you, right? I kind of sense that there is this empowerment. What I'm sensing is that there is this empowerment that needs to be grasped, that right now, as you're stepping forward and being brave, you're also being challenged. And then you kind of are internalizing those things that people are saying to you, or that maybe a part of yourself is saying to you, and you're feeling disempowered, right? Because it's reversed, the strength card. I kind of see like you kind of feel, yeah, like just disempowered almost. It's almost like you would like to have others' approval, right? With that Seven of Swords, you would like for them to encourage you and for you not, it's almost like I'm sensing guilt. Like maybe you're feeling guilty about the decisions you're making because it's affecting others as well. And maybe they wanted to depend on you for something, or they have been up until now, but now you're establishing maybe boundaries, or maybe you're busy, or maybe you just have different prioritization or values. And they're kind of throwing it in your face like, well, why? You should feel guilty now. You used to be there for me. But I feel like you just need to embrace this, the Fool card. The Fool card is just about going where the wind takes you, trusting your intuition, starting whatever you're going to start, doing whatever it is you're going to do. I feel like you've been in this stage where I sense like maybe you've been people pleasing for so long that you thought that was you. You thought, you know, I'm here to please other people. I'm here to make that King of Cups happy. I'm here to serve other people. I'm here to be dependable, et cetera, et cetera. But I feel like now you're kind of seeing the Justice card. You're being just honest with yourself and saying, you know what? That's not me. I'm not very happy being this people pleaser persona, right? This Four of Cups reverse, like I'm not happy with this. I'm unhappy. Yes, people approve of me, but what does that matter if I'm not happy with myself? And with that Ace of Swords, Two of Wands, Three of Wands, the Fool, Chariot, I just see a lot of new beginnings, a lot of power. And I feel like a message is just empower yourself and trust yourself. And it's almost like you know that, but I would say the strength reverse is saying, well, just claim it. Claim your power, right? Your power never came from other people's approval of you. Your power always came from yourself, right? And I want to flip this card over. You know, I want the strength to be upright for you. But I feel like that's kind of the message. It's like, just claim your empowerment. Do whatever it is that you're going to do that you're already doing, right? I kind of sense that as you're standing in your truth, right, which you're discovering, and I feel like you're unveiling this truth for yourself and about who you are, and you're discovering yourself, you see your life start to change, right? As soon as you change one thing, naturally everything else changes. And I do sense that because it's a card that was behind, it's like this grounding force, and it's a major arcana card, right? It's this longevity, this big impact on your life, more of a long-term effect. Justice card and the Fool and the Chariot are all major arcanas, and the Strength too. So if you focus on just Justice, Strength, the Chariot, the Fool, it's saying, yes, go for it. Trust yourself. You're doing a great job. Keep traveling in this way. Keep moving in this way. Keep tapping into this balance within yourself. Pursue this new beginning. Keep standing by your truth. Empower yourself, right? Claim back your power. Let me pull something from the back. Yeah, I just sense a lot of, yeah, like this people-pleasing mentality or a person that you used to be, it's just, it's no more, and it's making you uncomfortable, even though you know it's the right thing for you to do, and it's making others uncomfortable, right? And I feel like there are just some uncomfortable feelings coming up for you, some tension, right? You're like, oh my gosh, but also you know you need to do this, but it's just kind of, yeah, it's just growing pains. And on the back of the back, I'm seeing the Four of Pentacles reversed. I do sense that there is instability happening within you. You're kind of feeling like just unstable, you know, but at the same time, that isn't a bad thing. When we feel unstable, sometimes it just means like, hey, we're changing. Things are changing. The Fool card isn't a stable card, right? It's kind of like I'm going to go where my heart, yeah, it's like a follow your heart card, following your intuition, trusting the universe, seeing what's calling to you and actually answering. And on the back of the back, Temperance reversed. So I do sense that maybe you might be feeling unbalanced right now. You might be feeling unstable right now. And I feel like with the Temperance reversed, it's just asking you to go ahead and sit back into your power, reassess and continue to check in with yourself about what your needs are, because I do feel like your needs and yourself, like you're changing so fast right now. And I feel like that's where the anxiety of the Nine of Swords is coming from. I feel like things are just changing so fast. You're questioning yourself. You're asking yourself. You're doubting yourself. You're feeling guilty about the way you're moving, because it almost feels like you're not taking anybody with you, right? This movement, this happening, it's all for yourself. It's this personal self-development, self-unveiling, this like pursuit of happiness that you're doing. There's guilt around that with that Seven of Swords reverse. I feel like there's guilt around that, because you used to be a certain role for a lot of people. And as you're changing, you can't bring them with you. It's a personal journey. And I feel like for a long time, maybe you'd forgotten that everyone is on a personal journey. Yes, we connect. Of course, we all need each other. We're interconnected. But if you boil it down, everyone is on their own personal journey of discovery. And I feel like now you're remembering that Ace of Swords, you're remembering that. You're remembering yourself, your truth, what you stand for, what you're interested in. And you're breaking away from the roles that society or family, friends, that they put on you, that you maybe put on yourself. And Temperance Reverse is saying, hey, sit down, tune in with yourself. And it's a major arcana card as well, right? And because it's reverse, I'm seeing that there's just unbalancing. Four of Pentacles, unbalancing. Sit down with yourself, check in with yourself constantly. And I do feel like it would be beneficial to kind of mourn the parts of yourself that are no longer with you, right? These roles that you've played, they made up a lot of your personality, your sense of self, who you are to people. And the Fool card, as it moves forward, it has a very light burden, right? He's holding a stick with a small like rucksack of items, the bare essentials, right? He's traveling, he's moving. And as you move forward, you can't bring emotional baggage with you. You can't bring these ideas, these roles, the drama, the guilt, the doubt, the disempowerment. That's just going to hold you back. The lighter your burden, right? I feel like you're just, the faster you can move, right? Like just get your essentials and take that with you. And I feel like that's, yeah, I just feel like there's a lot of changes going on right now. You got to sit down with yourself. Just be honest with yourself. But I do sense a lot of strength within you, because the Justice card is not like a light card. Yeah, it isn't like a, oh, it's whatever, casual. No, it feels like a very intense, grounded card where you're seeing and you're being honest with yourself about what you need to stay balanced. And I feel like as long as you have a relationship with that part of yourself that knows the truth, and as long as you're willing to stand by your own truth, it's going to be okay. It's all good, right? Yeah. Yeah, you're not being... Yeah, I would say just sit with yourself. Yeah, you're not being selfish. I keep hearing like that Seven of Swords, like you're being selfish by pursuing your personal journey. But it's like, no, that's all anybody's doing. So that's all we're ever doing. So yeah, that's going to be it for today's reading. Thank you for showing up today. I'm going to go ahead and move on to the Reiki portion of the episode. If you're going to stick around for that, awesome. And if you're not, great. Then I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki, or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take 3 deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale, hold, and exhale. Again, inhale, hold, and exhale, and inhale, hold, and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you.
Thank you.
when you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.